if you win it, I don't think it counts for much in terms of we're not going to win the league or get to 50 points or get to 70 points or whatever just on the back of three. And if we lose, it's not the end of the world because another game comes 4 days later. So yeah, you want to get points on the board as quick as you can and get off to a good solid start. I think that we need a little bit of realism and a little bit of an understanding of where we are as a group. You know, we have brought players in, so it takes a little bit of time to bed them into the system of play. We've probably had two or three of those players joined us later in pre-season than we would have liked, which means that they're going to have to get a little bit of their match fitness as they go. And we've been disrupted a little bit with injuries. And that sounds like an excuse, but we're a young squad. And young squads, the great quality of young squads is that they're going to grow and they're going to develop as we go on. And I think that as long as we can get off to a solid sort of start, you know, after the first 6, 8, 10 games, I think the squad will improve and the team will improve as the season progresses.
Yeah, we seem to be edging towards it, the inevitable pre-season question. What are the aims for the new season, or at least what you're going to tell us?
Yeah, the aims are things that we can control. So what we can control is we want to get better as a club. We want to get better as a football team. We want to play better football. We want to score more goals. And we want to get more points. Now, where that takes us, no one knows. And there's no point in saying we'd like to be in such a position in the league because there's 23 other clubs are going to have a say in that. So I think we focus more on the process of what we can achieve rather than the result of what we can achieve. So, you know, we know there's parts of our game that need improving. We need to be better in possession of the ball. We need to be better in the final third. After Saturday, we need to not forget and not lose the defensive disciplines that have got us points last year. So for us, it's more focusing on the detail within the performances that will bring us points rather than just plucking a number out of thin air and saying we want that number of points and that league position. I think that's for other people to do.
Yeah, and looking at the quality of players that you've got, we know you've got plenty of options for this season. Equally, we know other teams have spent more money, but it's kind of up to you guys to use your know-how and your preparation and all of those little marginal things to gain that extra edge.
Yeah, we have to do everything right, and we have to work with a group of players that we want to sort of create a little bit of stability here. Now, we don't see that 10 or 12 players are going to come in and out every summer. You know, we've sort of tried to do a rebuilding job from where the club was 15, 16 months ago. So last summer, we were able to do a part of that. And this summer, we've been able to continue that. But we think we've got a young group now that we can work with, that we're going to develop individually. And it's our job to unlock their potential as individuals and sort of find the right permutations and the right combinations to make us a successful football team. But that's why I say I think we'll improve as we go on, because we've got players here who have got the potential to improve, and we've got to have the patience now to work with them. Like you say, all the little details to get right in terms of our preparation and our organisation and our disciplines, and find a way that we can compete with some of the bigger budgets and, I don't want to say bigger clubs, but clubs who have greater resources than us, then can acquire more experienced players and closer to the ready-made article. Whereas for us, we have to work towards that. And that's something that excites us and we're motivated to do. And, you know, we'll do everything we can to be successful on the pitch by doing it that way.